This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
From an early age, Michelle Cruz loved to sing, but it wasn't always clear that it would become her life's work. It is now. The Rhode Island-born jazz singer is getting noticed thanks to a smooth, smoky, soulful voice.
In the presence of her name.
Michelle Cruz was in our studio recently to talk to us and to sing. This is called In the Presence of Her Man from her new album, Recovery.
So carry on. Carry on. While the scenario plays. And you could think about your girl.
Music critics and promoters are noticing Cruz. Among them, Newport Jazz Festival founder and director George Wein, who asked her to play at his legendary post-festival party. Cruz also won Best Jazz Female Artist at the New England Urban Music Awards this year. But it hasn't always been easy for her. After high school, she was accepted at the Berklee School of Music in Boston, but instead she enrolled at Providence College in Rhode Island. She told us why. At first, she says, her parents didn't support her desire to become a professional singer.
My parents are born in Cape Verde, Africa, and they worked really, really hard to get to America. And I think their dream for their daughter and sons was not to go into the world of music. They didn't see that as, like, a, quote, real world job. They wanted me to go to school, go to college, become a lawyer or something, you know. They didn't quite see it. And so it's kind of looked bad upon, especially as a woman, to try and become a musician. They weren't really happy about it by any means.
She says I'm small. From life, and all you can do is take your time.
So when did you start taking music super seriously as a career choice then?
I would say about 2004 is when I really started writing my own songs and testing them out. I used to be a folk singer, and so it's just myself and the guitar. And I really love people like Odetta, Bob Dylan, and I just love the freedom of being able to just step up with your guitar and be able to sing a song.
So you mentioned Odetta, and I read that at a certain point in your career, Odetta gave you some terrific advice, right?
Yes.
Tell me about that.
It was at the Newport Folk Festival. I remember she was speaking to George Wein,
who's the sort of founding director of the folk festival.
And they were both standing there, and she was one of my heroes, so I told her how much I enjoyed her music, and she really inspired me to really pick up the guitar, and we had a pretty long conversation. The last thing she said, she just grabbed my hand and said, do well.
Do well, yeah.
And it just seemed really, really powerful from her because she was a legend to me.
Yeah.
So.
And how did you take that? I mean, what was she saying? Was she saying, follow your passion? What do you think she was saying?
During our conversation, she could see the struggle of what I really wanted to do, and especially as an African-American in that scene, she could understand certain differences and what I might go through, especially in the new music scene. So it was really special coming from her.
That's a nice story.
Yeah.
Let me ask you, Michelle, about your Cape Verdean background. Are you interested in traditional forms of Cape Verdean music, things like morna and funana? Are you interested in this kind of music, and does it influence the sort of more modern jazz that you're singing now?
I'm kind of... Horace Silver is one of my heroes as well. And
great jazz man.
Yes.
Yeah, right.
And he came from a Cape Verdean background, and he had somewhat of an interest. His father would play it in the background, but he was more into jazz, and I kind of feel the same way. But morna is essentially Cape Verdean blues. That always touched me. My mom would play it when we were growing up, and there's just that feeling of longing that I loved about that. So I do like morna.
It is beautiful, and you can hear that sort of bluesy influence.
Yeah, there's a song that I perform every now and then called Saudade. It's a really, really pretty, it's like, que nuestra vez camino longe, que nuestra vez camino longe. Even the tone of it is just really beautiful.
I love the way that can just sort of flow out of you so naturally. You eventually wrote a song in Portuguese as a challenge to yourself. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, it was actually a challenge to myself and to my dad. He always wanted me to learn Portuguese, and I thought the only way I would try and learn was to do it creatively. So I ended up writing that song, and it felt like a homework assignment. I remember bringing it over to him, like, is this proper? Am I doing it correctly? And so he was kind of proud of that I was trying to take a little bit of my culture.
Well, I'd love it if you would sing it for us now.
Okay.
Could you do that?
Absolutely.
And tell us what it's called?
It's called Deixa. I try to take the feeling of Morna, the sad blues, but make it into kind of a more Brazilian feel. Mm. And my band does a great job.
Great.
With it.
Here's Michelle Cruz singing Deixa.
Actually a cool story because I was able to sing it for the president of the Azores, which is really, really awesome.
And this was when the president of the Azores and the first lady came to the U.S., right?
Yes, yeah.
Well, if your father had any doubts about you being a professional musician and making that choice, that must have made him feel a little better if you were performing that song in front mm-hmm. of the president of the Azores.
I think that was a turning point. They let me bring him with me, so that was pretty amazing. So he got to meet them as well and see me sing that song.
And just give me a sense of some of the lyrics. What are you singing there?
It translates to basically, please do me a favor and leave me be. I can no longer take care of this sadness. So it's really sad lyrics, but it doesn't sound like it.
No, not at all. I was going to say, there's just wonderful. It actually sounds sort of upbeat mm-hmm. and soothing and smooth. It's sort of nice not understanding the language in this case. Mm-hmm. Wow, that was so pretty.
Thank you.
That's just lovely. That's Michelle Cruz and her band singing Deja off her new album, Recovery. What's next for you? What are you working on now?
Right now, we're going to be doing a lot of songwriting. I'm going to huddle for a little bit and work on some new songs and really try and incorporate a little bit more of Cape Verde into it. I went there for the first time ever a year and a half ago, and that really, really inspired me to try and blend Cape Verde music with a little more jazz influence.
I really, really look forward to hearing that.
Thank you.
That's going to be great. Well, Michelle Cruz, why don't you play us out on something, and what will it be?
It's called Under Your Skin. It has a little more R&B type flavor to it.
So let's go out on that. Under Your Skin from Michelle Cruz. That's Michelle Cruz and her band ending our program today. Her new CD is Recovery. She'll be performing at the Club Church in Boston later this month. You can find more information at our website, radioboston.org. Wonder if you feel the same way.
Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from The Angle at boston.com. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.